You're listening to WRBB 104.9 FM Boston, and this is The Dark Forest.
My mind feels sore. I didn't even know that your mind could feel sore.
Be back. What time is it? I don't know. Okay, wait.
What's going on?
We took some mushrooms, the wildflower.
Yes.
I think we've just sort of reintegrated after we were disintegrated for a while.
That's what I seem to recall. And now we've come to. I have all my fingers. That's good. Before I didn't. I don't think I did, but now I do.
We're definitely back. This is real. Wait.
Yeah.
Pinch me real quick.
Okay.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
Ow. We're back.
So
still under the tree.
Yeah.
A lot of void mold. A little more than I remembered.
Yeah, there definitely was not this much void mold going under the wild.
It's kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
That's
not good. Really not good.
Can you hear the whistling winds? Are they still...
I can't hear them. Normally they would be skipping through the cold branches. They're not dead, but the cold living branches. The blood of the trees, but I don't hear the winds at all. Nowhere to be heard. If that's the case, the void mold must be thicker than it occurred as well.
I mean, I can barely find my footing here. Be careful. Don't step in that.
We're lucky that the tree kind of gave us a little shelter from the void mold. Otherwise, if that had encroached on us, we were sleeping. We came to, we would surely instantly succumb.
Okay, should we check if... I think my wizard tower is okay? I mean, I'd like to go check on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a hike. But it's not... It could be worse. My crib is like... Who knows how far away that is? We're never going to get there. We should regroup and get this here. See what's going on. Assess the damage.
Probably, yeah. I think we should go. I'm pretty sure it's this one.
Thank you.
This is a lot of void mold. I am nervous.
I mean, it's everywhere. It's every tree, every rock, every horrible, horrible fungus in this mushroom.
Dripping from the branches, coating the grass, coating the weeds. It's oddly beautiful if it weren't so life-threatening.
I mean, what life do we care about here in the dark forest?
True, you know how it is.
Me? All of it. How dare you? Keep spirits up. How about this cave? I've taken this before as a shortcut, and assuming that the path through is not entirely blocked by void mold, I would think we can take a little shortcut through it.
Sure, tried and true method, taking a shortcut, I don't mind it. Let's see what's up in this cave.
The dungeon master and the crypt keeper tiptoe into the cave, ever so careful to avoid contact with the void mold. In the dim light, her wizards come face to face with a young, crooked-nosed goblin, nervous, his eyes avert, gazing towards the floor. Curiously, the void mold recoils at his touch.
There's like a goblin here.
Hey, little fella. Are you lost? Seems like there's not a lot going on in the forest these days. Are you okay?
Trembling, the goblin gazes at the floor again. He can't seem to find the words to articulate what has happened.
Not much for conversation, huh? I mean, I guess I get it. Things seem pretty rough out here. If I were you, I'd probably be too scared to talk, too.
Is that, seems like he's got a little amulet with him. You think that might be protecting?
Oh. I mean, it could be. Maybe it's, casting some sort of ward to dispel the void mold around him. I noticed it kind of recoiled.
It seems like my own amulet of 1,000 souls is almost entirely drained of souls at this point.
Oh, no. How many you got in there? Surely you have like at least 100 still, right?
Merely a couple dozen, it seems.
Oh, that's not good. Wait, amulets. Hold on a second. I got it.
What?
So, Dungeon Master, my friend, my buddy, you know how I'm the Crypt Keeper, right?
Right.
You know how every self-respecting crypt keeper wouldn't be caught dead without a crypt to keep, right?
Sure, I've never seen yours, but I've always believed you had one.
Oh yes, of course, I've had one. See, this amulet, it's my lodestone amulet. Wherever my crypt is in the forest, it always points a magical arrow towards that location, but it must have been while we were disintegrated. Now, the amulet's cracked. There's no heir to be found. And that can only mean one thing. My crypt is gone.
Oh, no. The whole forest must be gone.
The void mold must have gone farther than we thought. I mean, I thought for sure I was safe. Maybe my crypt is gone. I don't know about your wizard tower. We have to get there fast.
Should we take this goblin?
I think so. I think we could. Seems like, I don't know, if the void mold is recoiling from him, maybe he could help us.
Well, come along with us.
Alone for so long, the goblin is happy.
Wow, I guess we got a party here. Not too bad. You know, I feel like it's usually just you and I in these things, Dungeon Master, minus a guest, I guess. You know, we got this goblin here. I wish I knew a name from which to call the goblin, but I don't know if we'll get one.
It's always good to have someone with you traveling in the dark forest. Someone you can run faster than. Someone with stubby little legs.
True.
That I can outrun.
Someone who might be appealing bait for any pursuing beasts, any monsters. I mean, this is nice. This is good.
It seems like our path through this cave has cleared up. Looks like we've got it. We've got our exit. I see the dim moonlight.
Oh, perfect.
On the other side.
At least we could still see the moon. It'd be terrible if the sky was blocked out by the void mold.
Is that a singing boy up ahead?
Oh, a singing boy. Wow, I haven't seen one of those in ages. Wonder what he's doing.
Once a solitary creature, the singing boys have been joined by the group into an unholy choir. In unnatural unison, the jaws of the singing boys unhinge and begin to draw breath.
That was crazy.
And
that wasn't like any singing boy I've encountered.
No, that was like a whole procession of them. Void mold spewing from their mouths. Singing boys don't normally sing quite like that, in my experience.
I'm used to the sweet, somber melody of the singing boy, and not the horrible march that we just witnessed.
Yeah, that was truly sickening stuff. I mean, if that's just how singing boys are affected, I wonder how the other creatures of the forest are faring in response to whatever is happening.
The ground begins to tremble with intense force. The goblin looks about, frightened. After a few moments, the rumbling passes.
Oh, did you feel that, Dungeon Master?
Of course.
Maybe that was an eternal worm?
But I've never felt the eternal worm's rumblings unless I'm in the deepest crypts and chasms of the dark forest.
I know, but...
You can never feel them from the surface.
Yes, that's true.
So it couldn't be.
Right, maybe, but the pattern of that rumbling, that's the only thing it could have been, but it makes no sense. I don't know. I guess for now all we can do is keep walking? Maybe.
The wizards wander deeper into the clutches of the void mold. Soon, they come upon the remnants of an outpost. Loose coins and treasures litter the forest floor.
What is this?
Something's not right about this. I mean, judging by the design of this outpost, it looks like it's some sort of goblin camp. But if that was the case, why would there be all these coins strewn about here? It's not like them at all.
I mean, typically goblins have their gold coins squirreled away in cubby holes and pockets and sacks, not in strewn about on the forest floor like this.
I wonder... Where did these goblins go? What happened to them? I wonder, does our goblin know anything about it? Do you know this place? Have you been here before? I don't know. Doesn't seem like he's much for conversation. Seems a little nervous.
Look! Oh! Up in the tree!
What's up? What's up there? I can't see it.
It's a gnome. It looks
oh.
like an ordinary gnome. Your standard gnomus gardenus.
Really?
How's it scampered all the way up there?
I mean, I know they're agile little creatures, but to climb up a whole tree? In a single bound, even? Quite the predicament.
Hello up there! Hello! You need some help, man? I mean, we can help you?
I don't know if he can hear us from down here.
The gnome ignores our wizards. He seems distracted by the various contraptions that he's created in the treetop. He hammers at a machine, tinkering, trying to devise something that will repel the void mold.
Gnomes will be gnomes, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, checks out from here.
I wonder what could have chased such a garden variety gnome up a tall bloodwood tree such as this.
Yeah, and the fact that he's building contraptions like that, that's pretty impressive. You know, all the way up in a tree like that, good for him. But, yeah, I mean, you don't think whatever chased him up there is still around here, right? Should we be worried?
I mean...
The hellhound was still nearby.
It's probably fine. I don't sense anything.
The hellhound crept through the tree line, ready to pounce on our wizards.
I mean, yeah, whatever dealt with it has surely already been long consumed and obliviated by the void mold itself.
Yeah, I'm not worried. We could probably just leave right now. I mean, you know, that gnome is fine. Seems like he's chilling. Wait, is he gesturing at us? He seems panicked. Is there something here?
The hellhound erupts from the tree line and pounces upon.
Objectivity.
slumps over, defeated.
Whew! That was a tense fight. I mean, we just barely made it out of that one.
Barely. How's our goblin friend here? You holding up all right, buddy?
How you doing?
The goblin peeks out from behind a tree. He did not participate in the fight.
Seems like he made it out all right.
Yeah, doesn't have a scratch on him. Lucky. I wish I could say the same. I mean, and it seems like in the time that I was disintegrated, some of my spells expired. You mean, you'd think those things would have longer expiration dates, but some of the splash potions especially, it's like, didn't hold up that well in that fight. But we made it out okay.
Did you have any ritual protection wards up, or?
Oh, I mean, I did have those. They might have flagged a bit.
When did you last do the ritual?
Oh, it was last wizard week, I think. But, you know, I might have been a little bit hasty. We were kind of running out the door to go to that portal to hell that one time. And I was like, it'll probably be fine. If only I knew what would happen since then. Things have gone crazy.
I mean, it's tragic. What would the other crypt keepers think of you without your crypt?
Yeah, I mean, Some of my elder keepers that I knew, they have since passed on to the crypt beyond. But there was one who, actually, it's funny you mention that, because we are in his parts, so to speak. This is fortuitous that we are on the road to your tower and we're crossing through this area of the forest. I guess I'll recognize it. You ever heard of Elder Roswell?
I've not.
Oh, well, he was one of the most famous elder keepers back when I was saving up some funds to get a crypt of my own. And by funds, I mean, you know, just to live my own. I would obviously kick out whoever was in the crypt for me, you know. Elder Roswell was...
Nothing but a few francs in your pocket.
Yes, of course. Elder Roswell was a mentor figure, you could say. I mean, I learned a lot of what I knew from him. We would go fishing together in the Lake of Eternal Suffering. He lent me one of his spell books, a couple of his spell books, even. He was a good man, and he is no longer around, but the thing about him is, one of his crypts would always teleport around different locations. He didn't want anybody taking it, but I do know it can show up around these parts, so perhaps if we take a right here, you know, there's an entrance kind of nearby there, we could check out, see if his crypt is around, you know, could take some shelter in there for a bit.
You mean just under these fallen leaves here?
Of course, the very same. I would recognize them anywhere.
The stone door of the crypt hangs open, void mold creeping upon the surface.
Wow. I mean, I don't remember how long it's been since I was in this crypt.
Shall we descend?
Yes, let's do it.
Once such a place would have been a place of comfort, a refuge for our crypt keeper. Now he approaches cautiously, wary of the workings of the void mold.
We have to be careful. I mean, the entire surrounding area has been consumed by the void mold. I don't want to think about Elder Roswell's belongings. They're probably all disintegrated. We must watch our step now more than ever.
Certainly. I mean, it seems that most of the any possessions here have long been looted. It seems any traps long set off. This crypt is in disarray. I mean, it seems like it hasn't been kept in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, hold on a second. I'm rummaging through his belongings here. I see an amulet. Hey, goblin, can you take him over here for a second? I want to take a look at your amulet.
The goblin scampers over and shows his amulet to the crypt keeper. Silver light pours out of the crevices.
No way. No way! Dungeon Master, it's the same amulet.
Could it be?
I think somehow Roswell had an amulet that could protect from forces like the Void Mold. Wow, I mean, this is huge. This is crazy. But it seems like its essence is kind of tied to this crypt. I have an idea. Perhaps this crypt could be sheltered from the Void Mold. I mean, it's certainly encroaching now, but if we can tap into the power of this amulet somehow, maybe whatever happens to the forest after the void mold consumes it, this crypt will live on. That would be something, don't you think? Roswell's memory persisting.
If it were to live on, I mean, someone would have to keep it.
You're right. You make a good point, Dungeon Master. If this is the new crypt that I will keep, so be it. I will gladly inherit Roswell's crypt as my own. And I mean, hey, teleports around a whole bunch. It's easily accessible. I can pop in here whenever I'd like.
It's true. Convenient.
Absolutely. One last gift from Roswell, beyond the divide. We'll meet again someday, but not yet. We still have work to do.
Should we be on our way?
Suppose so. We do have to take care of your wizard tower, after all. Who knows what shape it's in?
The Dungeon Master and the Crypt Keeper return to the surface and make their way to the wizard tower.
The sky is darkening. The moon seems kind of sapped of its vitality. It's kind of scary.
I'm used to the dim light of the forest, but I agree this is even darker than I'm used to.
Doesn't feel right. Feels colder than normal. But we surely are getting close to your wizard tower, right? I mean, how much farther we gotta go, do you think?
It should be pretty close. I mean, from here I think it's fairly close, just around the corner. Do you feel something
The ground begins to tremble again, this time louder.
Yeah, I do feel that. It couldn't be the same rumbling as before, could it? No.
Something emerges from the ground. Something that the Crypt Keeper recognizes. An eternal worm has come to make battle with the wizards.
Oh
no!
Oh no!
Oh,
we gotta go. Let's get out of here.
We gotta get out of here. We got
run!
Goblin, run! No! Not the goblin!
Our party began to run. However, as the Dungeon Master remarked, the short, stubby legs of the goblin could not outpace the wizards. The Eternal Worm swallows our goblin and returns to the depths.
People who visit national parks every year need to know about this, need to be aware so they can pay attention, take precautions. But the government sure as hell isn't going to tell you about it.
You can't defeat me. 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 Defeat me.
there, including sightings of a dog-headed pig monster.
There it is.
Wow. Have I ever seen one of those before in my life?
No, we didn't know him long, but I did enjoy that little goblin's company.
I'm gonna miss him. You know, he was like a beacon of hope in the middle of all this void mold. Now, I don't know what to do without him. He will be missed, that's for sure.
What is there to do against an eternal worm?
Oh, nothing. I mean, we're lucky we made it out of that alive. Say nothing of the goblin.
And look. Oh, no. Oh.
What?
No.
What's up?
It may not look like much to you, but that there used to be my tower.
No! It's that subsumed?
Entirely in void mold.
No. Are we even going to be able to get in there?
My potions. All my spell books. My tomes. My ingredients. All my spell casting implements. Oh God.
The loss is incalculable. I'm sorry, Dungeon Master. Surely there's something, anything in there that we could retrieve? One way to find out, I guess, right?
I know what to do. Every master has their dungeon.
Yes.
Underneath my tower, of course, I keep my own dungeon. Well, I'm the master of it.
Of course, yes.
The crystal ball should still be intact there. The one and only.
The one and only, the one that we've used so many times.
At the deepest layer in my study.
I'm gonna get to see your dungeon. This is so exciting.
Well, you should be careful. You should be careful. Like any good dungeon master, I do keep my dungeon well stocked with an assortment of baddies. Goblins, ghouls, raised skeletons, zombies.
Wow. Hellhounds even?
Hellhounds. I mean, I've got them all. I've got skeletons that just sort of punch you. I've got skeletons with a sword and a shield. I've got skeletons with a sword and a shield and armor.
Oh, wow. That's sophisticated.
I've got them all.
Bow and arrow skeletons? What about those?
Out of budget, unfortunately. I couldn't afford the bow and arrow skeletons, but that's actually better for us now.
True. I don't want there to be too much to fight through, you know?
I will warn you. I've got many low-level minions in there, for sure.
Yes.
But also an end boss.
No.
So we must be careful.
Surely not. Golgotha.
Come along.
Unmentionable.
Come along. The entrance is just down here.
The dungeon master rushes into the tower, determined to show the void mold who the true master of this dungeon really is. The cryptkeeper follows close behind.
It's dark in here. It's dank. It's scary.
Of course, did you not cast a spell of true sight, of vision in the dark?
Of course, I totally did that. You know, it is.
I mean, that's obviously the prerequisite step to stepping foot into any good dungeon.
Yeah, you know, sorry I haven't been in a dungeon in 5 wizard years, jeez.
Whoa, careful,
whoa,
careful!
Whoa,
Don't
whoa.
Open that chest! Don't open that chest! There's loot in here for sure, don't get me wrong, there's loot, but that's a mimic.
Oh, classic blunder. Never open a mimic chest. What was I thinking?
Step away. Let's go. The true... Don't... And that's the false staircase. You don't step on that
oh,
one.
We take
this one. Come
familiar
on.
Familiar with false staircases. No good crypt is can be found without a false staircase.
The wizards battle through the twisting catacombs, fighting bog goblins, reanimated skeletons, and other vicious undead creatures. Much experience is gained.
I feel like I've really leveled up throughout this experience in a profound way that cannot be articulated through words.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what the dungeon's all about.
I'm learning so much. I'm gaining so much strength, so much charisma. I was already very intelligent, but, you know, maybe a little bit wiser, too.
Let us go along, and I believe we're swiftly approaching the boss's chambers up ahead. And, no!
Oh,
no!
No!
Will someone get here first?
Oh, man! I was getting into it.
My boss is already defeated.
That sucks. That blows.
Dude, I've been training them for so long. Oh, ugh.
Wasn't even a clean fight either. Looks like that guy went down immediately. I mean, jeez.
One spell. They found the weakness. Must have been easy to stretch.
You know how it is, traveling vendors, selling those to make a quick buck. Well,
very well.
Shall we continue?
Let's continue through here. Into the final chamber, the deepest level of my dungeon, my very own study.
Rummaging through the drawers of the study of the dungeon master, is a purple-robed wizard rummaging through the drawers.
No.
Hey, who is that?
I'd recognize those stars and moons anywhere. You, council member, turn and face me. Do you know whose dungeon this is?
The council member turns and begins to explain how the dungeon master actually acquired the dungeon on a loan from the wizard bank, and that the bank was repossessing the contents of the tower.
You cannot be serious.
You're just gonna come in here once my wards have fallen, repo my stuff? How dare you?
The council member tucks the crystal ball into his bag.
The crystal ball? Look! We can't let him get away with this. We gotta get that thing.
Let's get him!
Like a dungeon dragon!
Wizard.
dragon.
That's it.
Ah, council member finally subdued.
Finally defeated at least one member of the Wizard Council.
That's
a win in my book.
Yeah, that was satisfying. Finally. Serves them right.
Well, I guess that's it. We found the crystal ball.
Yeah, I mean...
That's it. A lot of memories with this thing.
Oh, yeah. We would use this to project a... project my spirit into the forest so many times. I mean, I never really got how it worked. It's just, you know, it was nice to be here.
Many a tale has been told that you have this here.
Yes. Now we, at least we can salvage this from the wreckage. There's one thing to have as a keepsake. It's this. You have the crystal ball. I'll have my crypt. We'll live on.
Shall we take a look?
Oh, of course. I mean, what good is a crystal ball without looking inside? I wonder what it will show us.
And so the Dungeon Master and the Crypt Keeper gazed upon the future of the Dark Forest. The Age of the Void Mold, like all ages of the Dark Forest, would not last forever. In the clouds of the crystal ball, a new growth bloodwood sapling ensnares a deer shrouded in void mold. And as the years pass on, the void mold recedes. Later, a scarred and battered goblin emerges from a cave, having survived the ordeal with the Eternal Worm many years before. He had outlasted the Void Mold. Though my time with the Dungeon Master and the Crypt Keeper was short, I remember their era of the Dark Forest fondly.
As always, and for one last time, we do have one more song for you next week.
Thank you so much for listening.
This has been the Dark Forest.